Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan Burns, Daniel Burns, is with us. The annual deer hunt for Nevin's Hunting Friends in Western PA is about to take place. Hi, Dan. Welcome to the program. Nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
What's going on? Tell us about this whole story. You texted Kristen and gave her some information, but we want to hear it from the horse's mouth, and I don't mean to refer to you as a horse.
Well, our main objective for our group is we assist special need kids and kids with illnesses into the woods and try to give them that outdoor experience as we can as adults, and get them out there and put a smile on their face.
Well, and how do you do that with a bunch of kids? How many do you take out?
We take out a maximum of 20 per event throughout the year. And we have a lot of volunteers that help out. We're a nonprofit, so nobody gets paid to do it. We just do it as our own free will and help out the kids.
Now, how does it happen? How are you allowed to take kids with special needs out into the woods? And is it bows? Are they allowed to use a rifle?
Well, we use depending on the event. I mean, we take them out archery hunting for deer, where they use bows. We take them out rifle hunting for deer, which they use firearms. We take them out duck hunting, geese hunting, which they use shotguns. We take them out fishing on charter trips. So they use a wide range of things for the outdoors.
Do they go through a training exercise with you guys? I mean, are they adept at using firearms or bows?
Yeah. I mean, we don't just take them out there and throw a gun in their hands and say, "Here, knock yourself out."
Good, thank good, goodness. Excellent. Nice. Appreciate that. Yeah, I'm glad you said that.
They have to, even though they're handicapped or special need, they still have to follow the rules as the adults. They have to have a hunter safety course. They have to have a hunting license, a fishing license. If they're under 12, they have to have a parent guardian with them. So we're not just taking them out there and winging them. We're teaching them. We're a learning group as well as a taking them out there as far as putting a smile on their face.
Now, the whole reason you contacted me about this was because an 8-year-old boy started the whole organization?
Yes, an 8-year-old boy named Nevin.
That's Nevin, okay.
He created the organization. He was invited to a hunt through a church at a different location. Nevin has rheumatoid arthritis, was diagnosed at 3 years old. And a guy from the church said that there's a special need hunt at this location. Call and see if you can sign up. So Nevin signed up, and he went over there for deer season, went out for turkey season, and was unsuccessful, didn't see anything. So they invited him back for deer season. So he went back for deer season, and luckily enough, he harvested an antlerless deer at that location. So he was all happy, go-ho, but the only downfall is Nevin is not very active with his arthritis. During deer season, which is in the fall, Pennsylvania weather does not cooperate usually. He's usually sitting on a chair, and just in watching. He's a watcher and looker. He doesn't participate.
He's a spotter.
He doesn't play football, doesn't play baseball, soccer. Yeah. Those things are just, he won't do very good.
Sure.
So he's sitting out there, and he's playing around a table, a card game, with a lady in a wheelchair, which you see, if you looked at our website, you could see that.
Mm-hmm.
And another little gentleman sitting there while a bunch of other kids were out playing around, playing tag and whatnot. And he's just sitting there, and he I was actually inside, and I went outside and asked him if he's okay. He said his legs are pretty sore. He's just going to sit here. And that was it. So we left, and we came home and processed the deer, and he's waiting on turkey season because he didn't get a turkey yet. So the following year, right before turkey season, I get a phone call that the landowner passed away. And Nevin was pretty devastated because they canceled the turkey hunt. So he asked me if he could do it, start himself. And I said, you know, Nevin, we can take you out. You know, that's not a problem. Mm-hmm. He says, I want to take my friends with me. And I said, Nevin, who do you want to take with you? He says, I want to take my friends from the last hunt. And I looked at him and I said, Nevin, there was probably 40 kids there. We can't take all those kids. And he says, no. He says, I want to take my friends at the picnic table. He says, those are my friends. They can't get out with the rest of the kids, so I want to take them.
Oh.
Wow.
So if you look on our website at nevinshuntingfriends.com, you'll see the story. It says our story.
Mm-hmm.
And that lady in the wheelchair is the one that was sitting there at the table with him.
What is that? What is that website again?
Nevinshuntingfriends.com.
Okay.
Wow. Does Nevin go on the hunts with them?
Yes. Nevin participates with them. Nevin, when he created it, he was 8 years old. So in his eyes, yes, I get to go hunting and fishing, and a bunch of my friends and kids go with me. Now, 5 years later, he is starting to realize what he come up with. And we actually have a hunt coming up this weekend for deer. And he actually invited his very first kid to go with him personally. And Nevin is taking him out on Saturday as a mentor.
Wow, so, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. We went to a dinner for an organization over in Punxsutawney. And that little boy has lung cancer and kidney cancer. So he invited him personally to the hunt, and that'll happen actually this weekend. So that's pretty special when he's starting to realize what he created.
Where do you get the funds? Where do you get the funds to afford this? I mean, the transportation and all, is this all volunteer?
Yeah, it's all volunteer. Each one of our mentors, have to pass their child safety check, same as the school board. So they have to do that to volunteer. And then we're a nonprofit, so we rely on donations and funds. And we have a big dinner in March, a big gun banquet, to raise the funds for these kids to take them out. Because the only requirements for our organization is they have to have a hunting license, and they have to have special needs. That's it. We provide anything that they would need.
Is there still spots open this weekend if someone wanted to participate in it?
There is, I believe I have 2 spots left.
Okay.
But yeah, we're running short on time. Mm. There is some different things, paperwork and stuff that needs to be taken care of. But we'll have a pheasant hunt coming up here in December. And then we have our turkey and fishing trip in the spring. So we don't just take these kids out and take them on a deer hunt, and then after that, say, see you later. Once you're in our organization, they're in our organization. We take them throughout the year on the different trips until they exceed the age limit for the youth in Pennsylvania, which is 17.
Wow.
So ages 7 to 17, so some of the kids could be with us for 10 years.
Wow.
It's not just like a hunt of a lifetime where it's just one and done.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Daniel, well done. Congratulations on that. I hope you have a successful hunt on Saturday. And I guess people can find out all they want to know with nevinshuntingfriends.com and keep it going for the future.
Yeah, I appreciate it. The best thing is word of mouth. So we can, the more smiles we can put on the kids' faces, the better.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Thank you, Daniel, so much. We greatly appreciate it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.